as the cost of inputs continues to rise. A University of Georgia researcher is exploring planting clover and corn together to reduce the need of additional nitrogen. UGA researcher Nicholas Hill is beginning a 3-year study of Durana white clover as living mulch in integrated corn systems. For the research project, a field is planted in white clover during the fall. Once nitrogen fixation begins, the clover absorbs the nutrients and stores it in its leaves. Corn is then planted into strips of white clover that were treated with herbicides in the spring. Once the corn is planted and established, it continues to grow and shade the clover. The clover drops its leaves and the dead leaves decompose, releasing nitrogen into the soil and reducing the amount of fertilizer farmers have to apply to add nitrogen. In addition, Hill also expects to see water quality increase in the clover corn fields and water runoff and soil erosion decrease, as well as the added bonus of a suppression of weeds, such as Palmer amaranth. Julie Mack Peak with Southeast AgNet.